And welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Well, we do have audio for winners and losers. Obviously, I don't know where it's at because, well, it's been a long time. We'll get that.
We'll figure something out.
We'll get that for Tonio because I know he loved that as he's been here about 45 years. I believe he's now a senior at Michigan.
An 18th year senior. Was he around when Ty Isaac came in?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
he was.
Okay.
I believe,
We'll get more insight from him.
Tom Brady's best friend as well.
Oh, okay. We'll get more insight from him next week. Like I said, hopefully he's not a mule like I thought he was.
All right. Winners and losers time. We're going with you, Anthony, since you're on time. We're going with you. You're going to be first because Ron, he said, here's my winners and losers. Let's see. He actually told us where you're gone. So who's your winner?
All right. My winner was Jake Olson, the USC snapper.
Okay.
So proud of him.
Yes.
So proud of him.
And he is a blind since 12 years old, went ahead and they kicked snapped the extra point at the end of that game. Obviously, you can't attack the center anyways. But at the same time, it's great to see him be able to go out there. All right, your loser.
My loser was the Bama offense. They, I know they played a very good defense with Jimbo Fisher, but they just didn't seem electric enough in that first game. Lots of hype going around it. Nick Saban was all fired up for his guys, but they did not come through. Lots of mistakes on both sides, but the offense didn't hold their own. Jalen Hurts was kind of, I don't know, he just didn't impress me. Only going 10 for 18 and 96 yards. He had like 50-some rushing yards, but I don't know. He just didn't seem to carry the team on his back when they needed him. Bo Scarborough, their huge running back, going 15 for 40, 2.7 yards a touch. I don't know. They just didn't seem to get it done for me. Their defense, though, also a winner if I can do that as well. But
You can't. We're not allowing that. All right.
It.
All right, Ron, your winner.
If you are paid $600,000 to make an appearance against a Week 1 opponent and you beat them, you are my winner. So Howard beat UNLV 43-40, and they got paid $600,000 to do that. So they're my big winner. My loser...
Wait. No, we do it this way.
Yeah.
Loser!
USC as a whole. I thought P.J. Fleck was on a different squad now, and that Western Michigan team was able to basically do what they wanted against them. Made Darnold look like someone who shouldn't be on the cover of ESPN magazine. So I was very impressed by Western Michigan, but more importantly, USC, biggest loser.
All right, Miz, you're on this side of the playground now. Your winner.
My winner has got to be Liberty. We went upsets as far as teams that come out of nowhere and pull off a big victory. Liberty went down to Baylor. Obviously, Baylor's not the same team as they used to be back in the day.
What happened to Art Briles?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, he was supposed to be an assistant, I thought, up for a CFL team, but that never happened. But that's not my loser. But my winner, Liberty, pulling off an upset down in Baylor, 48-45 last night. Liberty, the Flames, is a FCS school as well, pulling off a big victory. And obviously, this is coming off of, all ESPN wanted to cover yesterday was the whole 10 years ago. Can we just get over it now? Please?
No, we can't. We'll relive it again.
Okay.
All right, and you're a loser.
Loser! It's got to be the Tigers. Thank you very much, Tigers, for having to wait until the last minute to break everyone's hearts here in Detroit by not only getting rid of J-Up, but getting rid of Kate-Up as well. I mean, JV. You retweeted this out yesterday, actually, Jay-Z, that he had a little warm-up session in the bullpen down in Houston. So
yes, sir.
It's just even more heartbreaking for a Tiger fan, more or less, just continuing to lose. But also to see JV in a different uniform now. And, that definitely hurts. So that's my winners and losers. Jay-Z, it's my turn to do this to you. Mm-hmm. Who is your winner?
I'm going to go with Michigan football. I don't know if you heard about them. They're playing a tough opponent. And they went ahead and pretty much destroyed them. Yes, the 17 points, gave up 14 on some interceptions. But obviously, what a great sign. Because if they lose this game, there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of people calling in going, I told you they're going to be 7-5. And we don't want that for the listeners. We don't want that as the fans. And we want Coach Harbaugh to succeed. And it's another year for him. And as Marcus Ray.
They bunch of suckers.
He would want us to know. He would say... He would go ahead and say, wait until the big games. But obviously the positive sign, because we don't have to play them in those big games just yet.
Okay.
We'll get better, get that talent better, and we saw a roster. So Jim Harbaugh's my winner.
Okay. And your loser!
How about those kids from Florida who decided, I don't want to play in this game. I just want to be suspended. And I don't want to go to Jerry World, because why would you want to play in a – and it's their leading receiver. So I'm going to have to say those 11 or plus. There's more suspensions, I guess, coming down for next week's game for Florida. That is true. There are more guys that are going to be suspended. They just had to fill some kind of a roster. So thank you very much, Florida, and those guys who decided to buy books for everyone. You know, when you get that card that you can go and buy the books for your classes, why not buy some extras and then sell them online on eBay? So thank you very much to those Florida guys.
Can I have a sub-winner real quick?
Oh, I guess, Miz. Come on.
My sub-winner, because it just came across my time. I forgot about this. The Clemson Marching Band.
31-0.
Yep. They want to remind everyone, besides the fact they were last year's national champs, that they also marched in the 31-0 formation to remind everyone that Ohio State lost to Clemson 31-0 in the college football playoff.
Very true. All right.
Beautiful.
Well, that does it for our show. Tune in next Sunday, 10 o'clock. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Playground.